The title of my sermon today is Taste and See That the Lord is Good. From Psalm 34, Taste and See That the Lord is Good. We believe that King David said these words out of a sense of humility and out of a sense of the greatness of God. There was nothing David knew. He knew there was nothing that he could do to save himself. As admired as he was not perfect, and he made mistakes, and he knew it. He could not save himself, but he sensed and he knew that God was delivering him and saving him out of goodness and love. All Saints' Day that we celebrate today is a day to remember the goodness of God, to taste and to see together that this day is a day of God's promise to us, to remember God's promise to us and to all, to those we see no longer, those saints in heaven, those who are our saints in heaven. Celebrating All Saints' Day in the midst of a pandemic invites us perhaps to an even deeper reflection on heaven and on God's promise that we will not die but be changed. In the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, can you hear the music playing? Handel's Messiah. There will be life beyond this life. We remember the saints of the past who still speak to us. They live on. Figures grand in our collective history and those known to us personally. Those we remember with joy, and in so doing, we feel their closeness. A central message of All Saints is that we continue to be connected to those who have gone on to their great reward. I love that phrase. I first heard that from my PhD advisor at UVA, Martin Havren, who has gone on to his great reward. He would always say that about these people we would study in history, as if, you know, he knew them personally. They went on to their great reward, where there is no more pain or suffering, no burning heat, but rather where they are guided to the springs of the water of life by their protective, loving shepherd, their good shepherd. And all their tears are wiped away. They have entered into the fullness of God's presence, into the fullness of God's reign, the fullness of God's kingdom. As I prayed and reflected with this reading that I've just paraphrased from the book of Revelation, as I've prayed with it and thought about it during this time, I think about martyrs. This reading from Revelation, at that time, you know, many Christians were being martyred, and there was threat from the Roman government. That's what that book is a lot about. And into my heart and mind come the martyrs say to the cause of what's going on with the pandemic. Most of us believe that not as many people had to die. And I feel that those people are martyrs to the cause of science. And it's ironic. They are being held close by God, even as we remember them, giving thanks for all their lives. There are those who have been martyrs because of the virus, the pandemic of racial injustice. So many beautiful lives continue to be taken. Those of people whose names we know and we say, Breonna Taylor, George Floyd, most recently, or at least in my mind most recently, there's so many, that's the horror of it all. Walter Wallace Jr., martyrs such as these, just like the Book of Revelation. So that thing about their robes being washed in the blood of the Lamb, the idea is that martyrs, of course, their clothes are stained with their own blood, with their own blood. But in this heavenly space of life with God, where the Lamb is on the throne, all that is washed away in the life of God, in God's life given for us, and their robes are made white in that way. All the pain, all the blood is gone. Jesus washes it all away. They have come out of the great ordeal, the ordeal of the pandemic, the ordeal of racism, and are now sheltered by God. So many martyrs to causes, especially thinking of racial justice. When will it stop? It will stop one day. I believe that. I pray for that. That is a hope. It will stop when all, or at least most, hear and believe and then live the message of All Saints' Day. It is a message of connection. There is no other. We are all one, one human family. And we are given this life, you and I, given this life to glorify God. And in addition to prayer and worship, the main way that we do that is by caring for each other. And that means everyone, our neighbors near and far, the whole human family. Taste and see that the Lord is good. God has given us to each other as gifts to each other, bound together now and for all eternity. We touch into eternity. We live lives of connection when we live for God and each other. We are blessed by such an awareness and commitment to God. Such is the message of the Beatitudes that we heard from Matthew's Gospel today. Blessed are you. It's not a future hope, but a present reality. Blessed are you, poor in spirit, those who mourn, the meek, those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, the merciful, the pure in heart. Blessed are you, the peacemakers. Another translation for this word blessed is to be on the right road. You are on the right road when you are mourning and poor in spirit in the sense of being humble. You are on the right road when you are a peacemaker. Being on the right road is a blessing in itself. Even though we may not be on the superhighway to what we want or hope, we are on the right road. When we renew our baptismal vows, as we will do in a bit, we commit ourselves once again to the right road. I look at all of you. I feel so blessed to be able to say these vows with you. We are blessed to be on this road together. While we are distant physically, we are close in spirit and purpose. Thank you for all of you, for all that you do for God and for our church and for our wider community. We are such a gift. You are a gift to each other, to the world. I lived without this gift for the first 23 years of my life. I was baptized on All Saints' Day in 1992. It was on a Sunday that year too. I was baptized when I was 24. I know what it's like to live without Christian community. I know how blessed I am to be with you. It's not a given that people get this. It's not. And I know that you and I are also connected to this much, much broader and wider communion of saints. What a blessing that is. As blessed as we are now, and I feel that joy, I hope you do, I feel it with you. As blessed as we are now, God promises us even something better. The best is yet to come. Here on earth, as we work for the vision of God to be real among us, for all of us, we can taste and see that the Lord is good. And one day, we will know the goodness of God fully. We will know the fullness of God's life with us when we see God face to face. Amen.